Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Modern Leasing Center. How can I help you?
Yes, I would like to speak with the office manager.
This is her. My name is Rebecca. How can I help you?
Rebecca, you're the person they told me who handles complaints.
Yes, that's me.
Yes, that is you. And I have a complaint.
Okay, let me just put you on a brief hold, and I'll be right back. What's your name?
My name is Casey Rebeck.
Okay, Casey, 1 second. Okay, I got a pen and paper. So could you spell your name for me, Casey? Your last name?
R-Y-B-A-C-K.
Okay, and what is the nature of your complaint?
Well, the nature of my complaint is I'm unhappy with my LASIK procedure.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that, Casey. Can you be more specific?
Yes, it's ruining my life.
Okay. I don't understand. Is ruining your life meaning you're having blurred vision? Are you experiencing
no.
any pain?
Actually, it's quite the opposite. It's perfect.
I don't understand what you mean. What do you mean perfect?
Well, after my LASIK procedure, I went back home, and the first person I saw was my wife. And news to me, it didn't look like my wife.
I'm not sure I'm following what you're saying.
She looked a lot different than what I'm used to.
Okay, you mean clearer?
Yes, extremely clear. I haven't had good vision since we met, and now I can see her perfectly.
I'm not following.
Your
vision is okay?
Because of your company and the LASIK procedure, you're going to ruin my marriage. I can actually see what my wife looks like now, and it's horrible.
I'm not sure how we can help you with that, Casey. I mean, if your vision's okay...
I'll give you an example. For the last decade, I thought my wife looked exactly like the actress Nicole Kidman. Do you know who that is?
Oh, yes. She's beautiful.
Yes, she is. But after LASIK, my wife looks more like Carrot Top. And I found that out the hard way. Would you want to be married to Carrot Top? I don't think so.
Mr. Rybak, I'm sorry, but I've never had a complaint like this before, and I'm not sure how we can help you with that.
Well, you've got to do something about this.
I have no idea. I mean, maybe we can set up an appointment where you can see the doctor. I can talk to him.
I think that you need to unlaser my eyes or delaser or whatever it is, and I need a full refund.
It really doesn't work that way. What we do here is we're in the business of correcting people's vision.
You're in the business of ruining marriages. You're in the business of ruining marriages.
Mr. Rebeck, it sounds like your vision has improved.
Yes, it has, unfortunately. And I brought my wife with me to the consultations. Somebody could have pulled me aside and said, hey, just so you know, when your vision gets better, you're going to be extremely disappointed. I would have appreciated that honesty.
That's very insensitive and rude. We would never tell you that. Your wife looks one way. I mean, that's...
I'm sure people noticed. I mean, take one look at her if you got good vision and you can see the resemblance to Carrot Top.
I feel really uncomfortable, Mr. Rybak.
Oh, you're uncomfortable. Let me ask you a question. Are you married?
I'm sorry, that's none of your business.
Okay, well, let's say you were married to somebody you thought was a very, like a John Stamos type character, and then you got your eyes done and you come home and it's another John who's not as attractive as the Stamos one. Give me a John that you don't find attractive.
I don't know any Johns.
Know any unattractive Johns. Right.
This has nothing to do with what my job entails. You know, the kind of complaint that you're making has nothing to do with your vision.
There has to be a John in the world that you don't find attractive. And if you thought you were with a John Stamos looking guy and you came home and you saw ugly John, you'd be upset.
Okay. This is getting really uncomfortable for me, and I don't like that you're asking me about whether I'm married and what John is attractive. This is completely out of line and inappropriate, and I'm going to end this call.
Well, what if you thought you were married to John Stamos and you came home and it looked like a mashup of your coworkers, Grace and Brian? Ugh.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about the fact that your coworkers Grace and Brian set you up for a prank phone call.
What do you mean?
I mean that this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your coworkers Grace and Brian set you up.
Oh my God. You really had me going.
They wanted to play a joke on you because I guess you deal with all kinds of weird complaints.
Yes, I do. But never anybody that has perfect vision.
If you found out you were married to Carrot Top, you'd be upset. I promise you that.
Oh, come on. Poor Carrot Top. He's not that bad looking.
Well, he's no John Stamos.
Well, that's for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.